going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. It's time for the 3-4-3 brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. It's three local stories. It is four headlines from all over the world. And it's three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Let's start with number one. Atlanta United 2 on the road in Huntsville Saturday night. They got a 2-2 draw. Goals from Gabriel Wiese, one of the top young stars in MLS Next Pro, and from Sal Masafero on a really well-worked set piece. The twos then went into the shootout for a bonus point. Jaden Hibbert made a save. They got the shootout win. They got 2 points in the standings. And this Atlanta United 2 team is proving to be hard to beat. Now, they need to turn more of those draws into outright wins. But this is a team that's showing some character. It's been a fun team to watch, Atlanta United 2 this season. They will be back at home, not this weekend, but the following weekend for a Sunday night match in Kennesaw at Fifth Third Stadium. All right, let's get caught up on Georgia high school soccer in the local section here. Let's start on the girls' side. Two games today. Cherokee Bluff with a big win, 10-0 over Gilmer. Holy Innocents went on the road to Hebron Christian and won 2-1. So let's see if we can take a look at the brackets in Georgia high school soccer for the semifinals on the girls' side. In 6A, West Forsyth trying to defend their state title. They will be on the road at Buford, who knocked off previously unbeaten Brookwood last night. Walton, they will host Lambert in the other semifinal. That is 6A. We'll move over to the private side real quick. Holy Innocents, who won tonight, they will go to Lovett, while Greater Atlanta Christian will host Whitfield Academy. 5A on the girls' side, semifinals. We know it's going to be Greenbrier. They are on the road at Northgate in Noonan. Greenbrier knocked off Lassiter, who had been making a big run. Pope will go to unbeaten Roswell in the other semifinal. Roswell has maintained that unbeaten record. They beat Habersham Central 4-1 yesterday. 4A, it's going to be Cambridge at Marist on one side of the bracket. Blessed Trinity at Allatoona on the other side. In 3A, Jefferson will host Cherokee Bluff, and we will be at Whitewater High School in Fayette County on Thursday night for our SDH Network broadcast of Whitewater hosting Oconee County. That's going to be on Thursday night. You can listen going to soccerdownhere.net, clicking listen on the homepage. You can also pull up our feed on Mixlr as well. 2A, girls semifinals, Pike County hosting Cahulla Creek. Morgan County will be on the road at Savannah Arts. Single A D1, it's going to be Bremen hosting Social Circle. That should be a really good game. Model at Ace Charter. And in single A D2, It will be Irwin County hosting Atlanta Classical and Tryon hosting Lake Oconee Academy. That's your girls' brackets. Boys, we don't have all the finals in just yet, but scores from tonight. I mentioned Dalton with the big win, and this is the number three on the headlines and the local side, by the way, as part of the 3-4-3. Dalton, the Catamounts, with a big win. They fell behind to St. Pius. They conceded first and then came back. Two goals from Joe Gonzalez. One was a absolutely ridiculous free kick. We'll have video of it shortly on Soccer Down Here. And the other was a penalty in the second half. Dalton got the win. They did lose one of their forwards due to injury in the match, and it doesn't look like he'll be back for their game on Friday, where they will be hosting Westminster. Westminster got a big win. And I said it at the end of our broadcast on the SDH Network. It was very cool to see the vibe in Dalton tonight. A very serious soccer crowd, a very into it soccer crowd, great traveling support for St. Pius as well. A really well-played game, dealing with pressure, dealing with expectations. It was very, very cool to see. Really good game. Dalton got the win over St. Pius. Two of the winningest programs in state history, and now you get Westminster coming to Dalton on Friday, and Westminster is also one of the winningest programs in Georgia soccer, high school soccer history. Other scores on the boys' side today, single A D2, Atkinson County, 1-0 win over Atlanta Classical. These are all quarterfinal games. Hebron Christian went to 18-1 with a 3-1 win at home against Savannah Country Day. Model, 5-1 win at home over Rabun County in single A D1. Jefferson went on the road way down south to Islands and won 1-0. They will be in the semifinals on Friday. Decula lost 2-1 at Grayson. Grayson is 19-1 overall. Big win in 6A for Grayson. Cahulla Creek, they went to Columbus and won in extra time. Tryon, 4-2 winners over GMC and single A D2. River Ridge, 6-1 win at Veterans. River Ridge, 17-1 in many polls there. The number one team in all classifications across the state of Georgia. They're into the semifinals. Mill Creek, 2-1 win at Pebblebrook. That was in penalties, so 1-1 through extra time. And then Mill Creek won the shootout and upset there. Sprayberry, 17-2 overall. They will move into the semifinals. 4-1 win at home against Clark Central. Whitfield Academy, 3-1 win at Providence Christian today. Johnson of Gainesville, they had one of the craziest journeys to get to the semifinals. So they went to Calhoun on Friday. We were there to call that match. Played 28 minutes or 27 minutes and some change in that one. Storms happened. They couldn't get the game finished. The field was unplayable. They tried to play it on Saturday. Storms were not going to cooperate. They weren't going to be able to play on Saturday. They ended up playing it yesterday. So Johnson from Gainesville to Calhoun, about an hour 45. So they had to come over, play the game. They conceded. It was 1-1 at halftime. And then Johnson ended up winning it 2-1 yesterday. Then they had to turn around and go back home. So about a 3.5 hour drive back and forth. Then they had to host Chastity tonight and they won 3-1. So Johnson is into the semifinals. They came up short against Westminster in the state championship game last year. Oconee County also into the semifinals in 3A, 10-0 win against Mary Persons. Duluth, 2-0 win at Collins Hill. Campbell, 5-0 win at home against Discovery. Those are the scores that we have reported as of now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Let's get into the headlines from around the world. The four, the midfield section of the 3-4-3. Number one, Champions League. Oh my goodness, this series between Inter and Barcelona, an all-time classic in Champions League history. 7-6 on aggregate, Inter. They came back and they won this thing. 2 minutes of added time left. They were down 3-2 on the night. They were heading out of the tournament. And their center back, who had never scored in European competition before, Francesco Acerbi, he scored to level it. 37 years old. He's running around like a lunatic. Then it goes to extra time. David Fratesi, he wins it. Beautiful left-footed curler into the bottom corner. Barca threw everything at Inter. Even after that, Lamine Yamal twice denied by huge saves from Yann Sommer. One of the best saves I've ever seen when you take everything into consideration. Barcelona was great. Inter were just that much better. Barca were down 2-0 in this one at halftime. They came all the way back to lead 3-2. Then they gave up two more, and they end up losing 4-3 on the night, 7-6 on aggregate. I don't think tomorrow's game between PSG and Arsenal can live up to it. PSG has a 1-0 lead going back to Paris to host Arsenal. Arsenal could win 5 straight games away from home in major European competition for the first time in their history. PSG have that advantage. The Opta prediction model gives them a 45.4% chance of winning the fixture, a 24.6% chance of going to extra time first. History is against Arsenal. Only 2 teams have ever reached the Champions League final, having lost the first leg of their semifinal at home. We'll see if Arsenal can do that tomorrow. Number 2 on the headlines, Carlo Ancelotti. Reports are that he has agreed that he will leave Real Madrid at the end of the season. Reports are that he will take over as the manager of the Brazilian national team through next summer's World Cup. None of that's done yet. Reports are that it could happen as soon as after this weekend's Superclásico with Real Madrid and Barcelona, especially if Barcelona wins, and it's pretty much then ruled out that Real Madrid could catch them in La Liga. Brazil wants to get the deal done now. Real Madrid doesn't want to spend any money for Ancelotti to leave and get a severance package. It's very complicated. Xabi Alonso is waiting in the wings potentially for Real Madrid, although they got to do a deal with Bayer Leverkusen to make that happen. There'd been talk about Jurgen Klopp potentially being in the mix. Doesn't sound like that's going to go down. But it doesn't sound like Xabi Alonso would be in place for the Club World Cup either. Santiago Solari, who's been a previous interim director of football for Real Madrid, he might be in charge during the Club World Cup. Number 3 on the headlines. Let's stay in the United States for this one. The Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup third round, round of 32, underway. DC United, after extra time, a 2-0 home win over the Charleston Battery. Charlotte needed extra time going up the road to carry North Carolina against North Carolina FC, a very, very fractured kind of game. Two teams that didn't seem to really like each other very much. But after extra time, Charlotte won 4-1. So a very busy extra time session between Charlotte and North Carolina. Nashville got the win against the Chattanooga Red Wolves, 1-0 in Nashville. The New York Red Bulls went on the road to Colorado Springs, the defending USL Championship champions, and the Red Bulls won 4-1. And we might have a cup set. It's the 88th minute right now. Tacoma Defiance, the affiliate in MLS Next Pro of the Seattle Sounders, leading 2-1 over the first team from the Portland Timbers. Games tomorrow, Pittsburgh Riverhounds host NYC. Tampa Bay Rowdies host Orlando. That could be a good one to watch. Lou City hosting Minnesota. 7:30 starts for all of those. Philadelphia Union hosting Indy 11. Rhode Island hosting New England Revolution. That could be another fun one to watch. Atlanta United will be watching Chicago Fire as they host Detroit City. Dallas hosting AV Alta. St. Louis hosting Union Omaha. Austin FC hosting El Paso Locomotive. Phoenix Rising hosting Houston Dynamo. And another one that could be fun to watch, San Jose Earthquakes hosting Sacramento Republic. That'll be your nightcap tomorrow night starting at 10:30. Number four on the headlines, Colchester United in England. They're in advanced talks for a takeover with a U.S.-led consortium, which is headed by businessman Tim Foley. So a lot of you have heard of the story of Wrexham and Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney paying $2.5 million to buy the team when they were in non-league. And it was kind of a joke that they would be in consideration to actually make their way up to the Premier League. Well, they're going to be in the league below the Premier League next season. They're going to be in the English Championship. That $2.5 million has turned into a lot more. And there's a whole lot more potentially on the other side of the rainbow if they can get through. They've already advanced up three leagues in 3 years. Nobody's ever gone all the way up from non-league to the Premier League. But when you see somebody get close, then everybody wants to buy in and have that opportunity for that lottery ticket, right? So Tim Foley is trying to get into that lottery ticket conversation right now. If you are looking at this, and we'll see if he can do it. This is a team that has been in League Two, the fourth tier, for 9 straight years. It's going to be a long road for them. Three things that make me smile quickly on this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Number one, always smile when I come to Dalton, Soccer Town, USA, and see a game like we saw today and see a performance like we saw today. And it's the number two, Joe Gonzalez, who had 2 goals. This is a clutch player that if you are a college program in the state of Georgia and you are looking for a central midfielder who has grapefruits, stones, let's say, in clutch situations, he's got the clutch gene. He's a guy that you want. Set pieces, deadly, but just a really good player all the way around and plays with his heart on his sleeve. Really enjoy Joe Gonzalez and what we've seen from him this season. And number three, look, everything that's starting to build up around the Club World Cup, I'm very excited about some of these matchups that we're going to see in Atlanta and across the country. Yeah, it's a new tournament, but I think there's so much promise for what it can be. I don't think it'll get there all in its first edition, but I think it can start on a pathway to a lot of fun and a really meaningful competition in the years and decades to come. That's going to do it for me on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. We'll be back with soccer on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app on Saturday, 1:30 start time for the Five Stripes Countdown with Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. Kickoff will be after 2:30 from Chicago, Atlanta United at the Chicago Fire. And then AST will be back next week, 10 o'clock on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app from Austin, Texas, as we get ready for Atlanta and Austin. Thank you for spending some time with me. Adios, everybody.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is is unbelievable.
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.